Message number 451. 600,000 fallen angels were released last year from the pit of hell. A further 5 million have now been released. Thursday, June 7, 2012 at 0800 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it is time to take up arms in the heavenly battle which rages again with Satan and his fallen angels. Now unleashed in every nation, Satan's army of angels and their devoted disciples on earth are infesting God's children in every way. There are the visual signs. The crisis in my church, the Catholic Church, was created through the forces of evil whose number one goal was to bring it to its knees. Not content with this, the forces of evil want to destroy the Holy Eucharist by defiling it. By demoralizing my church on earth, the plan by Satan was to destroy the faith of my followers. Many of my followers no longer pay homage to me, their Savior, because they blame the sins of those who represent me in the church. How this wounds me when they forsake me so quickly. The apostasy in the world today was also planned by Satan by tempting God's children to deny their faith. Instead, he uses a new religion, often known as the New Age religion. Instead of glorifying God the Eternal Father, they glorify the human being as spiritually superior and in command. Like Lucifer, who wanted to be not only like God but who wanted to become God, this rapidly evolving cult wants to convince God's children that they are in control of their own destiny, that all can be controlled through a false belief in a metaphysical world which does not exist. Belief in false gods such as the Buddha has harmed so many people and led them into a dark world which seems to glitter on first inspection but which fails to ignite pure love for one another. Instead, all these New Age religions amount to one thing: self-obsession and love of oneself at the expense of another. The wars which Satan's Masonic orders created are becoming plentiful, and the largest group of all will mastermind control of the Middle East through massacre. In Europe, they will mastermind the introduction of a new one world currency to make slaves of them. Satan's grip is so strong that it will take much prayer to topple the power he wields. Then there will be the temptation to turn God's children away from the truth. He, Satan, can play havoc with your mind. But while he does not have the power to know what you think, he can place thoughts and doubts in your mind. When you resist at first by praying for the graces to protect yourselves, he increases his activities. Satan sends his demon angels to believers and torments them. If you could see them, it would shock you. Two or three can surround you and can trip you up and cause you to become confused, distressed, and your mind filled with uncharitable thoughts against another person. Anything to do with God, his churches, his children, and those who represent him on earth are the first targets. Then he targets those in high places who have control over the lives of millions. He tempts them with corruption, manipulation of power, and the introduction of bad laws designed to cause pain and hardship. And then he orchestrates war. Children, do not ignore the battle, for it is real. 600,000 fallen angels were released last year from the pit of hell. A further 5 million have now been released. The time for God's army in heaven to destroy Satan has begun. The time for my army on earth to gather arms has also begun. Time is short. We have much work to do. Prayer is the weapon. Conversion is the goal. I can only achieve the salvation of souls if my voice is heard at this time. Satan knows this. He has placed a curse over this mission and will pull many of God's children away. Yet he cannot win. For no one can stop the book of truth being revealed, for it is I, Jesus Christ, who does this. Yet many poor souls will be convinced to look the other way as I announce the truth for all the world to see, as foretold in the book of Revelation. Never allow him to engage with you. You can do this by refusing to engage in insults or sneering by others when you proclaim my holy word. For to engage with him, you give him the ammunition he needs to wear you down. Your beloved Jesus, Savior of all mankind.